TSN 1290.
Tonight at 7:30, it's game 3 of the ALDS as the Detroit Tigers travel to Oakland to take on the A's.
Exclusively on your home base for the MLB playoffs and the 2012 World Series. TSN 1290. TSN1290.ca.
Some things definitely need to be replaced, like your wiper blades or your furnace filter and that basement sofa from the 70s. But replacing isn't always the better choice, especially when it comes to your vehicle's transmission. So let Mr. Transmission repair your transmission. Nearly all the transmissions we see don't need to be replaced, and that will save you money. Trust the specialists at Mr. Transmission because transmissions are what we do. 3333 Portage and 620 Pembina.
Hey, mister, you're a friend of mine.
Why look far and wide when you've got the best right here at home? When it comes to quality meats and sausage, Winkler Meats has a taste you can trust every time. High-quality, lean cuts, naturally smoked, gluten and allergen-free, and made with 100% Canadian pork. You already know them for their farmer sausage and diamond dogs. Find out what else you can put on your plate. Winkler Meats. Look for the blue and red label with the barn on it at your favorite grocery store. Winkler Meats. Product quality is our tradition.
TSN 1290 traffic.
For Treadmill Express Plus at 685 Pembina Highway. Rec hockey sounds easy, but it's tough if you're out of shape. Get fit with strength and conditioning equipment from Treadmill Express Plus. And as for the rec hockey discount.
Just hearing about a crash in a bad spot northbound Pembina Highway at Crescent Drive, right in that barricade zone. Right now you're down to one lane and it's really slow. Again, that crash is northbound Pembina Highway at Crescent Drive, right in the barricade zone. Only one lane available. Expect it to be very slow. The rest of the drive looks pretty good. Haven't heard of any other major problems. A little change in the barricade zone at Main and Higgins. Those lanes now just lose your right-hand lanes in each direction, so a little bit easier to get through there. And still have those barricades on Broadway. Those are east and westbound at Broadway at Sherbrooke. That's going to be a slow spot this afternoon. BMW star-approved tires are made specifically to maximize your BMW's performance. Visit your local BMW retailer for details. I'm Casey Gibb.
Thanks, Casey. Now we look at our CTV News Skywatch forecast. They're calling for a chance of flurries tonight with a low of -3. Chance of rain or flurries on Wednesday with a high of 6. Sunny on Thursday with a high of 8. And they're calling for a mix of sun and cloud on Friday. Right now in Winnipeg, we're sitting at 3.
Weather brought to you by
TAC Power Sports, the place for aftermarket parts, sales, and expert service on all snowmobiles, ATVs, and marine. Check them out today at TACPowerSports.com.
Now, back to Hustler and Lawless on TSN 1290.
Brought to you in part by Manitoba Liquor Marts. Visit your local liquor mart for a wide selection of beer, wine, and spirits. And earn Air Miles Reward Miles on all your purchases.
Welcome back to Hustler and Lawless. This segment brought to you in part by Manitoba Liquor Marts with 52 locations throughout Manitoba, including 27 in the city of Winnipeg. Visit your local liquor mart for a wide selection of beer, wine, and spirits and earn Air Miles Reward Miles for all of your purchases. Manitoba Liquor Marts reminds you to please drink responsibly. Moderation tastes so much better. Let's get into the hits on HNL.
When are they going to take a hit?
What do you say we hit the street?
The first thing to hit was the back of his head.
Okay, then, let's hit it.
Hustler and Lawless, hits of the day.
It was a very quick sentencing hearing. We heard from a number of people, both the lead prosecutor, Sandusky's lead attorney, Joseph Amendola. We then heard some victim impact statements that were read into the court record, Roger. Then we heard directly from three victims themselves, and then Jerry Sandusky himself. And then it was time for him to hear his fate, and we just heard it. A minimum of 30, no more than 60.
That was the ESPN report on this morning sentencing of former Penn State defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky on child molestation charges. Sandusky gets 30 to 60 years. At his age of 68, we can pretty much close the book on this case as he'll spend the rest of his life in jail. Was somewhat disconcerting, though. He had an extended address yesterday, I guess, from jail, about 3 minutes. And yeah, I guess it's somewhat of a flashlight into the mind of one of these predators that they're still very conflicted and very sick upstairs, still proclaiming innocence like it's some sort of a witch hunt. And well, you know, I'll say one thing. I mean, I'm just glad that this part of the chapter is over, and hopefully we don't even have to hear or speak of Mr. Sandusky and his ilk again.
Well, it was played, I think, inside the college, was it not?
Yeah, it was on the state college radio, I believe, at Penn State.
Which I'm surprised that they would do that, But regardless, it obviously didn't convince anybody of his innocence. It was basically one last plea by him to try and ease the sentence a little bit. But it's done. It's over. I don't think you're going to find many people that believe that it's not fair. And
there's one person, Jerry Sandusky.
Well, that's right. And, you know, and
I'll tell you what, this is what there's lots to like about our country, and there's lots to not like about our country, and the same goes with the United States. But Jerry Sandusky's going away for 30 years, and we're never going to see him again. I got an email from Greg Gilhooley, one of the alleged victims of Graham James.
We had him on the show.
Got an email from him late last week. Graham James is up for parole just prior to Christmas.
What a joke.
Yep.
Well, and this is what Theron Fleury and some other players have been banging the drum about for quite some time, is that it seems that it's on the back burner now, and I mean, let alone the fact that it took forever to get him behind bars, and now he is up for parole, and you really do get the feeling that that he's going to be a free man soon.
That's I have to take great issue with that.
Which is very, very unfortunate.
I don't think you'd find too many people that would disagree.
We use the word tragedy when we talk about a canceled hockey season. That's a tragedy. That's a real tragedy. The impact that that's had on people's lives. And he's going to be sipping a latte at a Starbucks in Spain or wherever the hell he goes.
Let's continue on with the hits and move on to pucks.
Sundstrom working the bell. Holtra, he fakes, he waits. Saved by Hanček. Oh, he did it again.
Creative save. He's down, he's out. Look at him roll over, throw the pads up. It's brilliant.
Dominic Hasek officially retired today from the National Hockey League. I have to admit, it was somewhat hilarious last year when he was planning on saying that he wanted to come back to the NHL, but was looking for a multi-year deal at the time. I think we all knew that that wasn't in the cards. That being said, now that he's done, we can all look back at one of the most incredible goaltending careers, certainly of my generation.
I get a kick how he says it was because of the lockout that played a big part in his retirement. The fact that nobody signed him probably also played a fairly major part, but you're right. When you go back to the Dominator and some of the saves he made, and he'll always be part of the highlight reels. And he was a killer on goaltending scouts because you never knew what to tell your shooters because he had his own style. But, another career comes to an end.
I don't have much to say about the Dominator. He was good. He won. He did his thing.
He did it. Six straight Vezinas, back-to-back Hart trophies.
Yes.
I mean, he's right there. Certainly, he didn't have the longevity at that highest level like a Patrick Roy or Martin Brodeur, but many could argue that he played the game at the highest level we've seen at that position.
Did you like the game better? Alex, I'll never forget this. Alex Alden, they were changing the equipment and they were going to shrink the pads. He looked at me and says, do you think it's going to go back to 1979 when guys score from the blue line, inside the blue line, a wrist shot? He goes, we're way better now. And they are. Goalies, it's completely different.
Part of the reason why they don't need, Snow lacrosse uniform.
Exactly. Did you like the game better when the goalies were not so good, or do you like the game just as much?
You know what? I like the game just as much. It's changed. Everything changes. The days of coming down the right side, top circle, winding up, slap shot, far corner, score. I mean, those are far and few between right now. There's different ways to score. You get the puck to the middle of the ice. Now you go up top because the goalies all go down. The Dominator, though, he was a finicky guy. I mean, if his equipment wasn't absolutely somewhat like Ed Belfour, If their equipment wasn't absolutely 100% in their mind, even though nothing changed from the last game to this game, in their mind, if they thought there was something wrong with the right edge of their pad,
most of those guys are basket cases.
What do you think it was like? First of all, you had the marionette, Mike Keenan, pulling the strings, and then you had those two tightly wound individuals on the same team. Who paid the price? When Mike decided to torture one with the other, someone paid the price, probably the equipment guy.
Yeah, more than likely. And then even Dominator, if he didn't feel 100%, some mornings you wake up and there's nothing wrong, you just don't feel 100%. There's no way he was going in the net.
Never happens to me. I don't know. I'm 100% every morning, bright and early. Let's continue with the hits. Oh, I believe I thought we had a clip for this. Big congratulations to the Winnipeg Goldeyes.
Yes.
Organization of the year. More importantly, seven
out of the last 10 years.
10 years. Well, now they're obviously 2 years in the American Association. And we've talked extensively, and everyone knows about the job that Andrew Collier, Rick Forney, and everyone in that office has done. It's a huge tip of the hat to the fans of the Winnipeg Goldeyes as well, because you don't win the Organization of the Year without packing the ballpark like the Goldeyes fans have. But I'll tell you what, they've won this award before. It's never been sweeter than it is right now after ending that championship drought of 18 years.
Fans drive everything. Fans make it worthwhile for sponsors to sponsor, for radio stations to carry their games. And that's what it all revolves around. And this franchise is supported so well by the fans. They have a beautiful park to go to in a beautiful setting. And congratulations to the Goldeyes.
Andrew was telling me that they just had a fantastic postseason at the gate. You know, they almost 5,500 a night. And he said, he goes, and that crowd, that baseball crowd, he goes, they drank some beer. Apparently, the crowd they have during the regular season, a little bit different than what they have in the playoffs. In the regular season, it's a lot of, you know, it's people out for a night.
Right. Seniors and juniors.
Families and that sort of thing. But the people that went to those playoff games were baseball fans. And he said, baseball fans, they like to drink beer. So kudos to...
drink beer, eat peanuts.
Yep, there you go.
Nothing wrong with that. Folks, we've got a big show coming up. We're going to go to Detroit coming up. What?
Landsberg has Amy Adams on. What are you doing, Adam Toy? Why do we... No offense.
She does a lot of radio.
Why do we get Bayak and not Amy Adams?
And I saw the movie yesterday just in case she was on the show today.
How was it?
It was good.
Oh, you know what?
Okay. Predictable, but maybe a little bit better than I thought.
After the break, Ken Cal, the Red Wings play-by-play voice from 97.1, the Ticket in Motor City, is going to join us. Bud Lynch, their 95-year-old longtime PA announcer, passed away. Obviously, Dominic Hasek as well, retiring. We'll check in Detroit after these. We've got a little a special present for you guys. Our good friends at Earl's are bringing in a lobster for us in about 15-20 minutes, too.
Hit the jackpot.
We made it sure it was when you were here,
so
Dennis.
Just let's be clear, okay? When you're riding shotgun with Munns, Nighty, and Ralphie, there's no Earl's girls and there's no lobster. And they asked if they could bring in beer, and I said no. Not because of you, Dennis.
I negotiated. There could be. We'll see.
You renegotiated? You daily? You went behind my back and cut your own deal?
I did. You're out. Good now. And a little later on, Paul Edmonds will join us. We'll talk about the great year for the Fish and the Major League Baseball playoffs. And Steve Wino from the Washington Times at 5:30 as well. It's all coming up on Hustler and Lawless. Stay with us.
You're listening to Hustler and Lawless on TSN 1290.
Brought to you in part by Manitoba Liquor Marts. Earn air miles, reward miles on all your purchases.
Are you secretly glad golf season is over?
Not again.
This winter, put an end to embarrassing hooks and slices with a winter membership at the Golf Dome. First, get the professional guidance you need with lessons that really work. Then put what you've learned into practice all winter long. So by next spring...
Wow, you really smoked that one. Right down the middle.
Ask about their early bird membership discounts. The Golf Dome. The bubble just off Sterling Line Parkway.
Tonight on CTV News at 6.
The trouble with the trash. Garbage isn't getting picked up and Winnipeggers are up in arms when the city hopes to have everything sorted out. And your own plot of land for just $10. Find out where you can get a bargain on a piece of the Manitoba countryside.
For more news and more information on the stories that matter to you, visit ctvwinnipeg.ca and watch CTV News at 6.
Hello!
Building a new home can be frustrating, like being trapped in a box.
How did I get stuck here?
You tell the builder what you want, but they can't do it, and you're stuck with a cookie-cutter house. But Geno's Homes lets you out of the box. They're a true custom home builder that will listen to your needs.
I need a hot tub on the roof.
No problem. Start planning your dream home. Call Phil Mosher at 333-5759 and relax. It's built by Geno's Homes. Phil Mosher is a REMAX performance agent.
When was the last time you felt good? What's keeping you from it?
A strain from a sports injury? Maybe your desk at work is out to get you. Or maybe it's just plain